What happens when the right people connect? At MITRE, breakthrough technology advances, people fulfill their passions, diversity fuels innovation, and our way of life thrives. From health to transportation and global security, cyber and AI, to space and back again, there's no higher calling than making the world a safer place. Let's connect at MITRE.org/careers. That's MITRE.org/careers.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every
day. You think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Because when he has been in the bright lights and enjoying his time, having fun and lapping it up, no problem, you're the big celebrity. You're in the bright lights, I've been in the dark, in the trenches. In the gym.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
And the new IBO, WBO, WBA, WBC franchise, and Ring Magazine. People ask me, when does camp start? Camp started as soon as I bet TV on my Lopez. As soon as I batted him and took all his belts, camp started the next day.
Oh, what a right hand from George Campbell!
He's a good villain, though.
He's a good villain. Could have fought anybody. Lomachenko, Devin Haney. Unfortunately, Lomachenko's not available. Beautiful. Devin Haney, step up. Now we'll take your belt.
This is Sparta!
SDS Promotions.
But he says, finish his fight as a king. What's a king to an emperor?
You are now locked into the Boxing Voice live from Las Vegas with Nesta Gibbs and Ringwalk Danny.
Let's start with this. I'm a creative genius.
SDS.
And now, the most dangerous producer on YouTube, Brandon in Houston.
Brandon.
You're now locked into the king of all boxing podcasts, The Boxing Voice. Jab that like button.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
What is it? Is it that they don't like the Charlotte? You like the Charlotte?
The unified WBA, WBC, and IBF 154-pound champion of the world.
I'm happy, not angry, I'm passionate.
The WBC middleweight champion of the world.
No, I think you're a great fighter. And
I
like,
know that. I know that already.
They say, oh, the Charlotte ain't fought nobody. Duh, because they don't want to fight them. Fighters, come on. Step up and win that shit. Come on, let's talk.
Like I said, I went to the top already. I seen the bottom before. At the top, I seen the bottom. I went back down to the bottom and shot back the fuck back up. Now what they mad at me for?
It's not like old school boxing. Where the best fight the best no more. It's about politics. It's about who you know, who you are, if you got a crowd behind you.
Sit your ass in your weight division and see if you can beat one of them. Because fucking with me, you going to get knocked the fuck out. I'm a knockout on this, baby.
If we stand by lines only, just like we made this up, we going to ride with it. We're going to ride with it till the day we die.
Jermell. Jamal. Charlo.
SDS Promotions.
Shut the fuck up, oh, you yeah? Little prick.
Yeah?
Yeah, prick. Come on, get him out of here.
Okay, you're getting out of here.
Yeah, move him out of here.
SDS Promotions.
Fury's lean and fucking fighting's the game. His heart's rattling now. His walls have sunk up inside of him. There's a man here that's going to annihilate your daughter.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
The heavyweight champion of the world, the greatest fighter that's ever lived, ever laced a pair of boxing gloves on, ever stood in a boxing arena.
Me, the Gypsy King.
Fury, under the hands of Sugar Hill, is just a different beast. He's a different monster.
Joshua's a coward. Who's extra pussy?
What up, what up, what up, what up? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Both men are in the ring. Alexis Rocha with the long ring walk. But it was a bit of a twist, right? We're used to having men be walked out by men, and he was walked out by a fabulous-looking Mexican mariachi woman. Never even knew they existed. But we are in the main event, finally. So we'll be checking this fight out live and giving away this autographed Roy Jones glove. The minute this fight is over, we'll do the raffle electronically and, you know, screen share the winner. Watch, you'll see the wheel spin in real time. It is round one. And let's see how Juice does, right? Obviously, Rocha is the puncher, so, you know, anywhere you look, they're saying Juice can't last 12 rounds with Rocha. We'll see, you know. He's from New Jersey. He holds the one big win over Saddam Ali. Good jab there by Rocha. Now, Chris Mannix said on the telecast that Rocha would, if he can win, he'll get a guaranteed title shot by the end of the year. So, that makes me think, I doubt it anyway, right? Okay, by the end of the year means that the rematch would have taken place. Then those men, whoever the winner is, Earl or Bud, in the second fight vacates? Because I just don't see how Rocha gets a shot by the end of the year. Good left hook there by Rocha as Juice was trying to turn. Uh-oh. And nice punching on the clinch by Juice. Nice. He's doing a lot of moving to avoid these shots of Rocha, so we'll see how long that keeps up. But he is investing in the body, Juice Young is. Whoa. And remember that Rashidi did beat Rocha six fights ago, but since then he's been able to rack up six straight wins. I feel like Juice is fighting his fight. He doesn't mind staying on the inside there. Good jab there by Young. It's only the first round. Look how physical they are. It's going to be tough. This is why most people don't think Juice can last 12 rounds because, you know, obviously his punches are not going to have the damage that Rocha's punches are going to obviously have. But Rocha is known as the puncher, right? So, but I believe thus far Juice is doing okay. Tough round to score. Both men definitely getting off. A lot of work by Juice to me, but maybe I'm biased, but I feel like he's done a lot of body work, combination punching. But again, his punches are obviously not as hard. Referee really has it out for Juice. Already two separate warnings on two different infractions. So, okay, and that's a problem, see? He's trying to get away from that power, but he's only putting himself in danger to be hit by more of that power. But we'll see how he does in the next 11 rounds. But if you guys are just rocking out, if you're tuned in with me, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to let some other boxing fans that don't know that we are rocking out here. You know, I watched all the fights, to be honest, man. John Ramirez looked... He was in a tough fight, man. He was in a tough fight. Shout out to Scrappy. Was able to get the decision, but, you know, received some boos for sure once that decision was announced. But nonetheless. I watched that scrappy fight. It was a good fight. What else was out there? I watched Oscar Duarte. That was the one right before this. I think it's time they step him up. I know he suffered a loss already, so maybe they're handling him with kid gloves, but, you know, he needs to be in there with some sort of name. Maybe a Javier Fortuna would be good for him, you know. Something like that, something, you know, older that he can test his skills with. Because today's guy was tough, but, you know, he was too tough for his own good. He was obviously outgunned, and Duarte was putting hands on him. But we are back in round two, and it's going to be one of those fights. They're going to be tussling here because it's going to be a tough fight. Yeah, I don't know how Juice going to be able to last 12 rounds. Rocha is definitely hitting hard. And that's a lot of movement. Uh-oh, Juice complaining about being hit in the hip. Just too much movement. You know, you got to have phenomenal stamina to box moving. So, good jab by Rocha. As soon as Juice tried to do so. Yeah, I watched the whole card. I definitely watched the minimum weight fight where the Puerto Rican became a champion, I think 7 or 8 fights, making Puerto Rican history. So shout out to him. He said he's going to defend that belt in August in Puerto Rico. I hope the zone is going to Puerto Rico. You know I'm out there. No vemos. I hope they're doing a show for little mans out there. We're going to be minimum weight fans that day. We're going to be minimum weight fans that day. I'm like, hell yeah, I've been watching 105 my whole life. I love it. I mean, I don't even think 105 is minimum weight. There you go. This isn't a 10-rounder. No, this is a 12-rounder because, remember, there's a WBO strap on the line. Not an interim or nothing like that, but definitely something that keeps Rocha ranked in the rankings. But Juice, he hanging in there thus far. Hanging in there thus far. Let's see how much longer he can last. It's getting physical in there, that's for sure. A lot of wrestling, a lot of tussling, and definitely a lot of body shots. Good right hook to the body there. Ooh. Oh, man. Come on, Juice. Get off them ropes. Ooh. Get off them ropes, champ. Get off them ropes. There you go. Fire back. He's coming back with his own combinations, 3s and 4s. But again, Roaches have to be hitting harder. But good B-hop style lead left and clinch by Juice. I don't know. I think it's pretty safe to say it's 1-1. I think that second round might be a Rocha round. I also caught the Fernando Lopez fight and the Laura fight. Lopez, Conlan, Laura, Wood. Shout out to Wood. Got it done. Damn, are they serious? They don't have the Golden Boy card? Bro, this app is so UK biased, man. Fucking jerks. Fudge. That's corny, man. I'm not adding this fight. That's whack. Hopefully I can remember the score. So far it's 1-1 for me. 1 apiece. Rocha just missing with that lead right hook, trying to come over the top of Juice's jab. But Juice landing 2 straight lefts to the body. Complaining to the ref that he got hit behind the head. Oh, shit. Hard left lands for Rocha. And obviously, Juice clinches. Oh, shit. Another one. Well, damn. Oh, but Juice landed his own straight left. Yeah, Rocha. Okay. Juice punching in combinations for sure. Threes and fours, nothing less. He got that B-hop style where he gets off and then he clinches you. I mean, it's one round apiece. I didn't say anything else, brother. You know, this is the third round. I don't know what timestamp you're at. This is third round, timestamp 1:37 on the clock. Both men up around. I like the body work of Juice in the first round. And obviously, second round, Rocha turned the tide, and that tide seems to be still swaying in his direction here in the third round. 1 minute left. Ooh, big left hand, back left hook, rather, from Rocha as he reaches for the right hook to the body. Yeah. Yes, this is on the zone. This is on the zone. Most certainly on the zone. Someone letting me know they just cashed in with Chris Billingsmith decision, Lee Wood decision, Lopez KO. $10 made them $950. Happy days. Shout out to you, champ. Salute. Ooh. Oh, my God. How could he keep taking those? That's two straight lefts back to back. He doubled it up. Loma style. That must have inspired him, right? That double left must have came inspired via Loma. Because everybody been talking about it. And that is the end of the round. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up. It's going to help with the visibility. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans that don't even know we exist. Because you ain't share my shit. That's why they don't know we exist. So, you know, a little share goes very long and far. That's the support we're looking for over here. Man, these replays are really bad for Juice. He's getting touched up by Rocha. Yeah, Young getting beat up. Rocha really could hit, man. Let's see. Can Young make some adjustments or what? I mean, Rocha just needs to keep going to the body. Slow Young down even more. Young is holding on for dear life, but he's still fighting off, you know, whenever he does punch, I'm telling you, it's a minimum of three. Threes and fours. They just ain't got the power of Rocha's, right? You know? Which is crazy. They look physically on that same level they look, right? Young looks muscular and anything. I can't believe he doesn't have that power. I think he only got like 7 knockouts. Another ripping right hook for Rocha. Oh, shit. He set him up with that left. Damn. Good straight left by by Young, but it's just not going to be enough because he hits and holds, you know? They both landed shots there. Good right hand by Young. Another right hand by Young. Combination flurry there by Young on the way out. Ooh, Rocha with the counter. Left, back left hook. Young, I mean, you know, these punches do look hard, but Young is taking them fairly well. I don't know. It's over. Is it over? Oh, shit. He in this corner getting bodied. Another straight left lands on a chin. Ooh, Rocha trying to rake the guard now. Yeah, man. Young needs to get off those ropes and do something. Okay, he's trying to fight off now. Through two back right hooks. Finally used his feet there to get away, but he went from one corner to the next and was able to land a two-piece at the bell. But the doctor's already looking at him. They got the commission looking at him the minute he got to his corner. And he's pushing the mouthpiece out. Okay. He need that air. He doesn't have Coach Chino in the corner for this fight, man. That's one of those reasons this wasn't a recommend for me. I'll be honest, I did put some money on it just in case, you know, but that shit look like it's getting cooked. Yeah, that Rocha body work is insane, you know. But Juice is fighting, man. He's fighting back, definitely fighting back. He's showing dog. He's just outgunned. It's pretty much like the Oscar Duarte fight. That fight was pretty sad, man. You know that kid. He didn't want to stop fighting, but bro, he was outgunned, getting touched up. Duarte was destroying that boy, face and body. So many left hooks. That's why I'm ready to see Duarte with somebody. He's not ready for the top, that's for sure. Maybe like bottom 20. Former world champ, somebody like that, somebody in the former world champ status that's, you know, like a Tevin. He needs something like that. And that might be too much for him. I'm gonna be real. He got good power, so that, you know, he might end up mauling Tevin and wearing him down. Maybe not though. You know, it all depends on the time and the Tevin. He's been out the ring for 3 years. But Duarte's big, and oh my God, another straight left. I need to see Rocha follow up that straight left with a right hook, man. Give me a combination with it. Because one ain't enough. It ain't going to get it done. See if it's some live betting for this shit. Because Rocha looking like he about to go the distance. Possibly. You never know. He is doing good work, though. Juice is getting worn down. He not showing signs of it yet, but he in a tough-ass fight, man. These shots moving him around the ring. Let's see. Nah, they closed it. Line is gone. Line is gone. And there's no live bet. Good right hook by Rocha. That was nice. They called that he's drunk. Oh, shit. He ain't even looking at the ref. They gonna stop it. Yep, it's over. Ha ha ha. Damn. that shit was, he was drunk. He was drunk after getting hit like that. So I'm going to be doing the raffle in just a sec. Bear with me. Just want to check some stuff here. Damn. All right. Well, let's spin this wheel. Let me refresh the Cash App. Make sure we ain't getting no last minute entries. We actually... He said, when's the Muay Thai show? Is we doing a raffle tonight? Two super chats, one for $2, another for $2. One saying, when's the Muay Thai show? And the other one saying, when we doing a raffle? Raffle's being done right now. Let me check the other Cash App just in case someone sent something there. Don't want to leave anybody's entry out. All right, so time to pull up the wheel. And we'll do screen share. Y'all ready? Here we go. Time to spin it. Let me minimize myself slightly here. Oh, shit. Yo, it almost was Super Max. Max, you almost did it, Max. You almost did it, Max. But it's Oscar. Oscar, DM me right now so we can mail out this glove mañana, Monday morning. Oscar, you won the Roy Jones glove. Roy Jones Jr. glove. Oscar, hit me up on Instagram so that I... Oh, there goes Oscar right there. Oscar, you be DMing me all the time. So DM me right now your first and last name plus your mailing address, and I'm going to have the first lady of TBV mail it out for you Monday morning. That being said, that's a wrap, ladies and gents. We are out. Shout out to Oscar for actually being here and watching himself win. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Shout out to Alexis Rocha, big win. Knockout win, and he really hurt Juice. Arrivederci.